Tuning song here. We got, looks like we have, well, we have four more songs for your listening pleasure. We want to thank Joel here for inviting us back to WMFO. We were talking earlier, I think this is, we're dating ourselves, but we've been here a few times or more, I will just say that. Looks like a little drum tweaking going on. Yes. Drive the PCH and the map of stars, then leave for Catalina Isle while the sun bakes out on our skin till the evening arrives. We won't begin if we die. I'm not telling you goodbye. I still believe all we got. Thank you.
I've been beaten, told what I won't never get. I found a way. You can knock me down, I'll get up and hit you back. What you give, I can't take. Don't think you could push me around.
Sometimes we don't always get the chords right. And sometimes we do. It's rock and roll. We haven't played that song for a while, but it's awesome. All right, we have two more, and Sir Ken. Yeah.
Buried your photos in an old suitcase.
drive away.
Chuck says, thank you and good night. That's from Chuck on drums.
All right. That was great. Fantastic stuff by Devil Love. I think they were done. But they're going to come in and talk for a bit in about 5-10 minutes. I won't keep them too long. But yeah, that was great stuff. I'm going to play one now by the Shanghai Lows, who have a release party of their own coming up in early February. I think it's February 10th. I'm not positive the exact date. I will get that, though. But this is new stuff, new single by the Shanghai Lows. And as I said, the guys will be in a bit.
Here they come, across the floor.
sorry now? Who's more sorry now? Who's more sorry now? You know, you know, you know. You see how much we owe. Not much, I suppose.
All right, WMFO, On the Town with Mikey D. I just played the Pixies, Who's More Sorry Now, Little Billy Lost, new stuff by him, Whiskey Point, Shanghai Lows, Takes One to No One. Release show in early February. Chuckle probably knows the exact date. I'm not sure the exact date.
February 10th.
Right, there you
Faces
go.
In Malden.
Yep. So, how did you get the name Devil Love, first and foremost?
That's a good question. We were originally the Academy. It was like Peter Bazell in the Academy. It was, and then we named our record Devil Love. And then shortly after that came out, we'd made a decision to just drop, the front half of that and just use the album title to name the band. So we've been going by Devil Love for quite a while now, probably 6 years or so. We just like to sort of. The dichotomy of the two words.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah.
So it's been about 6 years that you guys been together?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Longer than that.
Well, I mean, in terms of like, so the core of, like the core, the older part of this band.
Is this the core?
Well, I guess. I mean, I used to, I go the furthest back. I played with Peter back, 2010? 10?
How old are you?
Well, it was the release of your, the Museum of... That was your record release for your second solo CD. I was like a hired gun, and then I just kind of stuck around.
As you are with a lot of bands.
Yeah, I guess so.
All of them.
And then Ken joined, and then it kind of stayed that group.
That's pushing 10 years.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think it's 10 years.
Yeah, I would agree.
Wow.
So it's been a good run. It's wonderful to have these guys play music.
So you're on Red on Red. How did the Red on... We were talking a little bit off air. You're one of the few that don't have a female in the band lineup that are on Red on Red, but how did you hook up with Justine to get on the label and whatnot?
Yeah, I begged her.
Oh, you was it your job?
Good job, Ken.
Yeah, no, she's a buddy, and when, we were working on some new stuff. We just said, "Hey, you interested?" And she was.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward, I think. And then we.
Yeah. She broke her own. She broke her own rule to let us in on the
liquor. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Molyneux over Speed Fossil is all guys, but I think that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Baby that's steps. The last right. record, it was. I think we had a single or two that mm-hmm. were on Red. And this is the full album release.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yep.
Thank you, Justine.
Yeah. And I love We Can Leave Tonight off of your first EP.
Thank Dude. You. Oh, the first Double Love. That was actually a full length, right? Yeah, that's a full
Was
length.
It full?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's called Broken Things, yeah.
Yeah. Last year? Did that come out? Well, no, when I say last year, 21, I mean.
20,
yeah. Yeah. 20, yeah.
It just
yeah.
seems like we're still 21, yeah.
So we were just putting that together when we connected with Justine. I mean, we've known her. Of course, Ken has known her.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chuck and I also know Justine from her band.
Right.
So we said, hey, well, maybe would you want to release a single? And so she put out a song called Better Better from that record. And then she also, you know, got behind We Can Leave Tonight and put it on our video show. During COVID, there was a lot of video
right.
presentation. Shows, yeah. And that's really when her label kind of got up and running.
She started it. Yeah. I remember running into her at Stop and Shop in Arlington before she was like, hey, I'm starting a label. I'm like, wow, do you know what's going on in the...
maybe you should wait.
She went ahead and did it, and it's thriving. So she did it. It's great for her.
She capitalized on the whole concept of because everybody was by then everybody was pretty stir crazy, and like everybody wanted to do stuff, and it was like okay, record live, do like live videos or put something together, and then she put these video shows together, which that kind of stuff ended up being. I think really helpful for people because it allowed people to kind of feel like there was still some sort of a community because everybody was so isolated. So yeah, I thought that she navigated that really well. Yeah.
And a lot of musicians I talked to, they during COVID time, they actually got a lot done because there was nothing else to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like writing and.
Oh yeah.
Well, so it was actually
we made some cool COVID videos. They're on YouTube. You should check them out on Red YouTube.
Yeah.
We probably literally have like 3 records of music to be recorded. I'm not kidding. I was very productive in COVID. I kept sending these guys tracks.
So there's more to follow.
There's so much.
I just shut down. I was like, I can't.
Not another one.
We filled the entire Google Drive up.
It was great because it was very instantaneous. Like normally, in normal times, pre-COVID times, I would send something to the guys and get a little something back, maybe,
6 months later.
Yeah, but it was like, Ken, the next day, he's like, is this part added to the track, and I'd bring it into my home studio recording. So that was fun because that's not happening now as much, really.
Yeah. do you do most of the writing, Peter, or is it a group effort, or who writes for the bands?
I'm the main songwriter, but the songs don't form as a band until these guys, but the seed of the songs are from me. So usually what I'll do is just demo them at home. Basic demos. Hey guys, take a listen, and whatever kind of sticks for them.
Yeah, and they give you feedback and it all.
Yeah, yeah.
He writes very detailed drum parts for Chuck.
We massage them.
Yeah.
It used to be, so it's funny. That is funny, Ken, because it's like in the older configuration of this project, because Peter in a previous life was a drummer. And so even as a rhythm guitar player, Peter has a good sense of rhythm. And so he would put these demos together, and I would start tweaking stuff. And this is, earlier on, and he would politely ask if I could play it like the demo. And so we would have these really funny fights, in rehearsals, and I would make fun of the parts and stuff, and then we'd come up with a fun, a usable, very workable compromise. And now the later stuff, it's the newer stuff, it's definitely much more, he'll present a basic idea, but then I'll kind of take it in whatever direction, and usually it's pretty close to what we're both hearing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
definitely.
But it works. It's an arrangement that works.
Mm-hmm.
This is a slightly different sounding album, I think. And I mean, it's still the same thing, but there's like tinges of almost like a rockabilly beat on a couple tunes, or some real stripped down songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, I think, 13, and I wrote it down because I did Best Friends.
Yeah.
And they both have like a theme, it seems, of like harkening back to like early young days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 13 is Big Star. 13's a, we know. Right, that's just the most beautiful romantic song ever. So even though I'm a father now, and I just love the idea of that moment, you know, of what, you know, Alex, you know, came up with on that song in the 60s. So it's a classic. We know the song. I just couldn't help myself. We were recording some stuff, and I was like, can I just run through this? Because I just was in the moment on it. So it ended up kind of just throwing it on at the end of the record.
But sometimes, and Best Friends is similar to that, too. I mean, the way it's played.
Yeah. It was definitely like, and then we brought in Haley, God, I can't remember your last name. She lives in New Jersey, and she added the cello. So,
hey, look on the credits. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the interesting things about the stripped down feel that you're noticing is if we were to play you the original mix of this when it first came out, like a song like Straight to You that we played tonight.
Yeah.
Which features this like really cool pedal steel part, Tim Obitz.
Yes.
So if it's but the original mix, you could barely, you could barely hear it, and there was everything. There was so much layering, and then so this latest round of let's revisit these songs, we stripped out a lot of extra parts that just were not necessary. And like I'll never forget the first time that mix went, it got sent around. It was like, wow, this is a completely new song.
Yeah.
And then the other one that also has the pedal steel.
Yeah.
You
can stop yourself from
leaving. You can stop yourself, and it has like that piano part that I never heard before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
So
we had these beautiful parts, and we took a subtractive approach to the remixing of these songs.
I think that's cool though. Some of the songs like you say, they're kind of just like added on at the end, but I think it's cool to have different sounds within an album, within a release, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's an odd sort of record because it's kind of a throwback to our old sound.
Mm.
And the last record, Broken Things, is more what we sound like now.
Yeah.
And then we got new stuff coming. And, you know, that's going to be probably not for a couple of years we really put that out. But, you know, it's just us, you know, it's still us. So
But you feel comfortable to tweak things here and there, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when we revisited this record to do some remixing, it did start just, let's start with the basic sound of the drums. What's next? Okay, ooh, let's add this. Let's not put that guitar. Let's take that out.
Yeah.
Why is that there? So it's kind of fresh ears. Not on the whole record. A lot of the mixes are exactly as they were, but there's a couple songs, like Chuck mentioned, Straight to You, that actually
got transformed.
And I actually re-recorded some vocals on that to kind of do it up a little different. So it ended up becoming the song that we put out, like the second single. So...
I like that sound.
Thanks.
That you have on that.
Cool.
Yeah. You had the video for Down by the Seashore. Who developed that video? The animated.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's our.
Do you guys have involvement in the videos, or is that a concept by people
It was based on a picture that I took in Asbury Park.
Really?
Last fall of 2021, and I think
Seashore related, I imagine.
Yeah, it was just on the boardwalk in Asbury. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And that became. We sent it to Henry, and he edited it, and it became the cover of the artwork for the single. And then, was it his idea?
So Henry, do you know Henry from the band Aloud? You remember Aloud, Jen and Henry? And
no.
All right, well, Aloud, they moved out to L.A. Mm-hmm. a few years back. That was, mm-hmm. I was in Aloud.
Chuck was the drummer in Aloud.
Not Astana.
But Henry is a very talented editor and artist, a visual artist, and so he kind of took that picture that Ken took and ran with it. And the song itself is kind of like weirdly dark in a sense. Like it's not like a happy seashore song. It's like, it's like, it has a very apocalyptic feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
So That's why he had, you know, it's like the pirates and the dumpster driving by on fire. Yeah. And it's like it just took on and it just fit the song so well. And so awesome. Henry has a good twisted sense of humor, and he just kind of tapped right into it. And he also did another
super cool technical stuff too, though. Like he took footage of us from other videos and rotoscoped it and to make us in that one. So that we didn't have to do anything.
I just watched that recently, but the video came out a while ago, didn't it?
That was the first single off this record.
Okay, yeah.
So it's the opening
track. The video
track.
Did come out
6 months ago.
Yeah. A while ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also another, if you want to look up his talents, there's an animated video from the Broken Things record called Better Better. And that's another animated video that he did.
I think I've seen that.
And of course, our genius new video that we have genius. Yeah. I made that one, so maybe not quite as artful.
We actually are for guys who aren't super video pros. We're creatively involved, so yeah.
Everyone does them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many good video editors now. Like so many, we're surrounded by a lot of talented people.
I think Carissa Johnson's last CD album, whatever it is, you guys know her.
Yeah,
I think she put a video out for every song on the album. She just finished like, I think there's 10 of them. I think she put one out for
so much work.
I know.
Don't get any ideas, guys.
Yeah. She put out for every one of them. So I just want to mention a couple of new songs on this. I just listened to it just yesterday, probably. So I've only given it like one listen to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I really liked Washed Away. You played Washed Away? Did you play Washed
we
Away?
Played it tonight.
And What We Got. I like that a lot, too.
Thank you.
A little bit about those.
Washed Away. The first thing that comes to my mind when I think about where that song came from is watching The Sopranos. I don't like it's like a total
great
random
thing to watch. Yeah.
But it just there's some. It's not exactly to it, but just it has that kind of element. And then I'll just leave that there. And then the What We Got. That's just thinking about what the title says. Just being thankful for what you got in life. Sometimes
that's important to do,
things,
though.
So that was actually another one. Speaking of their kind of revisit, that got a new life in a way that it hadn't the first time around. I think that one came out more how I envisioned it. I was able to do some work at home in my home studio on that one too. So
we can't let you get out of here without plugging the gig one more time.
Friday night at the Midway, we're going to celebrate the release of this record. And joining us is the amazing Sidewalk Driver.
Yeah.
And we got to give our bass player who decided to blow off the interview. Jay, are you out there? Jay is friends
Jay
with
was
the,
like, they don't need
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he's friends.
There's three of them in there. They can handle
it. He's good friends with the lead guitar player and Jared. And so he was invited them and asked them. And it's like they said they would do it. And I haven't. I'm not sure what they've been up to. I mean, since
Sidewalk,
after COVID, I mean, they kind of like were not out a lot, and so this is like one of their first shows.
But I
COVID,
see I they think, have yeah. they have booked a few things now.
Yeah, no,
I've seen
I'm
them
psyched. Yeah,
with a few on a few bills.
Yeah,
it escapes me right now, but
they're so great.
They're on something with maybe Stars Like Ours.
Oh,
a gig coming
that
up.
Sounds right.
They're on that.
Yep.
So they're getting out there. Yeah, I don't think they put anything out for a long time.
So
though.
We're excited.
They're a great
play,
band. Maybe hopefully they get. Active again.
I think they are. Like sometimes you just play some shows and it catches fire. But
we're
it's cool. It's only two bands on the bill, so it's us and Sidewalk Driver
doing the double. You're doing the double set thing.
There you go,
they go. You might come back. Then they'll come on. Then you come back.
Friday night at the Midway.
Oh, that's a good way
that's
to do it.
Right. You can trade off.
Yeah.
There you go.
We didn't think of that. Where were you?
There you go. All right. Anything else you want to get in here before we?
I don't think we don't have anything else booked, do we? Do we have anything else booked?
April.
Oh, we have some.
Oh, what's in April?
Okay.
So we have a show at the Jungle in April. Jay is our booker. Where's Jay? We have a show at, the Lizard Lounge.
Oh, yeah, that's
going to
be.
I get a couple
You know the old Jack last Saturday's.
Yep.
We're going to do the May one.
Yep.
With old Jack, so that should be fun.
So you get some stuff out there.
Some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
What's that?
Gotta get my tunes back up.
Play us out.
Playing something by Swivel. Swivel's Swivel's a band that's been around for a while, but they never put anything out. They had a bunch of singles, but they have some new stuff out. I'm going to play some Swivel.
All right.
As soon as I get you out of here, guys. So thanks for coming in and playing. It was great. And looking forward to the show.
Right on. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. No problem, man. Here we go. This is Swivel.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Used to know this girl,
That was the Nervous Eaters with Monsters and Angels is the name of the release that came out last year. The song was called Chad. Before that, new stuff from Swivel, Super Dream off the Swivel EP. Played a lot of new stuff tonight. I'm going back a ways for this one. This is one of my favorite Boston bands from back in the day. This is something by The Outlets. All right, that was The Outlets. Song was called I'm a Mess. A little after 11:56, WMFO in Medford, on the town with Mikey D. It's been my pleasure to do this tonight. I want to thank Joel once again. I'm going to get out of here with a song by Continental. And Continental have a... Rick Barton's in that band. I just played The Outlets. He was one of the founding members of The Outlets. And I'm going to play one by him, his new band Continental. Well, they're not a new band, but there's a new release coming out in a couple months. Looking forward to that one because I like that band a lot. But thanks for listening. We'll see you later. WMFO in Medford. Skybar hosting this show, On the Town with Mikey D. Continental. See you later.
On me, baby.